The following is a review of the fixed income principles designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by the CFA Institute. It is also covered in Introduction to Fixed Income Valuation. We begin this topic review with an LOS asking us to calculate a bond's price given a market discount rate. The value of a coupon bond can be calculated by summing the present values of all of the bond's promised cash flows. The market discount rate appropriate for discounting a bond's cash flows is called the bond's yield to maturity, or YTM. If we know a bond's yield to maturity, we can calculate its value. And if we know its value or market price, we can calculate its yield to maturity. Consider a newly issued 10-year $1,000 par value 10% coupon annual pay bond. The coupon payments will be $100 at the end of each year, and the $1,000 par value will be paid at the end of year 10. First, let's value this bond assuming the appropriate discount rate is 10%. The present value of the bond's cash flows, discounted at 10%, is calculated by discounting the first $100 cash flow by 1 plus 10%, or 1.1, discounting the second $100 cash flow by 1.1 squared, the third cash flow by 1.1 to the third power, and so on through the ninth $100 cash flow. And finally, discounting the tenth cash flow, which is the final $100 coupon, plus the $1,000 principal, by 1.1 to the tenth power. The sum of these discounted cash flows is $1,000. The calculator solution is N, the number of years, equals 10. PMT, the annual coupon payment, equals 100. FV, the par value or selling price at the end of an assumed holding period, equals 1,000. IY, the annual discount rate, equals 10. Compute PV gives us minus 1,000, which is the present value of the bond's cash flows. Now let's value that same bond with a discount rate of 8%. The calculator solution is N equals 10, payment equals 100, FV equals 1,000, IY equals 8, compute PV gives us minus 1,134.2. If the market discount rate for this bond were 8%, it would sell at a premium of $134.20 above its par value. When bond yields decrease, the present value of a bond's payments, its market value, increases. If we discount the bond's cash flows at 12%, the present value of the bond is N equals 10, payment equals 100, FV equals 1,000, IY equals 12, compute PV gives us minus 887. If the market discount rate for this bond were 12%, it would sell at a discount of $113 to its par value. When bond yields increase, the present value of a bond's payments, its market value, decreases. Now let's calculate the value of the same bond with semi-annual payments. Rather than $100 per year, the security will pay $50 every 6 months. With an annual YTM of 8%, we need to discount the coupon payments at 4% per period. The calculator solution is N equals 20, payment equals 50, FV equals 1,000, IY equals 4, compute PV gives us minus 1,135.9. The value of a zero coupon bond is simply the present value of the maturity payment. With a discount rate of 3% per period, a 5-period zero-coupon bond with a par value of $1,000 has a value of 1,000 divided by 1.03 to the fifth power, which equals $862.61. The next LOS requires us to identify the relationships among a bond's price, coupon rate, maturity, and market discount rate, or yield to maturity. So far, we have used a bond's cash flows and an assumed yield to maturity in order to calculate the value of the bond. Given a bond's price in the market, we can calculate its yield to maturity because it's a one-to-one relationship between the two. We can say that the YTM is the discount rate that makes the present value of a bond's cash flows equal to its price. For a 5-year annual pay 7% bond that is priced in the market at $1,020.78, we can calculate the YTM as follows. N equals 5, payment equals 70, FV equals 1,000, PV equals minus 1,020.78, compute IY gives us 6.5%. By convention, the YTM on a semi-annual coupon bond is expressed as 2 times the semi-annual discount rate. For a 5-year semi-annual pay 7% coupon bond, we can calculate the semi-annual discount rate as YTM divided by 2 and then double it to get the YTM expressed as an annual yield. N equals 10, payment equals 35, FV equals 1,000, PV equals minus 1,020.78, compute IY gives us 3.253%. The YTM is 3.253 times 2, which equals 6.506%. We can summarize the relationships between price and yield as follows. At a point in time, a decrease in a bond's YTM will increase its price, and an increase in a bond's YTM will decrease its price. If a bond's coupon rate is greater than its YTM, its price will be at a premium to par value. If a bond's coupon rate is less than its YTM, its price will be at a discount to par value. The percentage decrease in value when the YTM increases by a given amount is smaller than the increase in value when the YTM decreases by the same amount, because the price-to-yield relationship is convex. Other things equal, the price of a bond with a lower coupon rate is more sensitive to a change in yield than is the price of a bond with a higher coupon rate. Other things equal, the price of a bond with a longer maturity is more sensitive to a change in yield than is the price of a bond with a shorter maturity. We can also identify a relationship between price and maturity. Prior to maturity, a bond can be selling at a significant discount or premium to par value. However, regardless of its required yield, the price will converge to par value as maturity approaches. This convergence to par value at maturity is known as the constant yield price trajectory, because it shows how the bond's price would change as time passes if its yield to maturity remained constant. The next LOS asks us to define spot rates and calculate the price of a bond using spot rates. The yield to maturity is calculated as if the discount rate for every bond cash flow is the same. In reality, discount rates depend on the time period in which the bond payment will be made. Spot rates are the market discount rates for a single payment to be received in the future. The discount rates for zero coupon bonds are spot rates, and we sometimes refer to spot rates as zero coupon rates or simply zero rates. To price a bond with spot rates, we sum the present values of the bond's payments, each discounted at the spot rate for the number of periods before it will be paid. For example, given a 1-year spot rate of 3%, a 2-year spot rate of 4%, and a 3-year spot rate of 5%, we can calculate the value of a 3-year 5% annual coupon bond. That value is the sum of the first $50 coupon divided by 1.03, the second $50 coupon divided by 1.04 squared, and the principal plus the third coupon divided by 1.05 to the third power. That sum is $1,001.80. This price, calculated using spot rates, is sometimes called the no arbitrage price of a bond, because if a bond is priced differently, there will be a profit opportunity from arbitrage among bonds. Because the bond value is slightly greater than its par value, we know its YTM is slightly less than its coupon rate of 5%. Using the price of $1,001.80, we can calculate the YTM for this bond as follows. N equals 3, payment equals 50, FV equals 1,000, PV equals minus 1,001.80, compute IY gives us 4.93%. Next, we are asked to describe and calculate the flat price, accrued interest, and the full price of a bond. The coupon bond values we have calculated so far are calculated one period before the next coupon payment will be made. For most bond trades, the settlement date, which is when cash is exchanged for the bond, will fall between coupon payment dates. Consider a bond with a 5% coupon that has a 5% yield to maturity. Just after each coupon is paid, the bond value will be its par value. As time passes and the future payment dates get closer, the bond's value will increase. The rate of increase in the bond's value is equal to the bond's YTM, so that the value of this bond between coupon payment dates is par times the quantity 1 plus YTM raised to the power of the portion of the coupon period that has passed. This is the number of days from the last coupon payment date until the date the bond trade will settle, divided by the number of days between the last coupon payment and the next. We refer to this price as the full price, also called the invoice price of the bond. The accrued interest since the last payment date can be calculated as the coupon payment times the portion of the coupon period that has passed between the last coupon payment date and the settlement date of the transaction. The full price minus the accrued interest is referred to as the flat price of the bond. The flat price of the bond is also referred to as the bond's clean price, and the full price is referred to as the dirty price. Note that the calculation of accrued interest does not discount the accrued interest to its present value, so that the value of the bond on its last payment date, plus the accrued interest, is greater than the full price of the bond. So far, in calculating accrued interest, we used the actual number of days between coupon payments and the actual number of days between the last coupon date and the settlement date. This actual-actual method is used most often with government bonds. The 30-360 method is most often used for corporate bonds. This method assumes that there are 30 days in each month and 360 days in a year. To calculate the accrued interest through the August 21st settlement date on a bond that has coupon payment dates on June 15th and December 15th, we would calculate two 30-day months or 60 days between June 15th and August 15th, and then add the 6 days from August 15th to August 21st to get 66 days. Assuming 30 days per month, there are 180 days between coupon dates.